The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and would declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It's very good to be with all of you here this morning on this Father's Day, where we get to remember in a very special way those men in our lives who played a very foundational role in informing us, our fathers. And we're also able to reflect upon what I would like to call our spiritual fathers. We all may have had maybe not the best experience with our own biological fathers, but we pray that there's been other men in our lives who've been able to become fathers to us in other ways, perhaps maybe more formally as a godfather, but we all know there are certain men in our lives who play the role of father, and we are grateful for that role because that is a very, very small reflection of the profound love that God the Father has for us. And I think it's just so fitting that we celebrate this great feast of the Trinity on Father's Day. This feast of the Holy Trinity, which we celebrate, comes a week after Pentecost. And it's, of course, appropriate to think about the fact that we celebrate the Trinity after Pentecost, because in a real sense, the Pentecost event, the coming of the Holy Spirit, reveals to us the fullness of who God is. God is the creator of everything that is good, which we all understand throughout all of the Old Testament. God is the Son, who is the healer, the redeemer, and we experience that through the death and the resurrection of Jesus, the Son. And God is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that helps us to bring us into proper and right relationship with God the Father, by uniting us more closely to Jesus the Son. So in a very real way, we celebrate the Trinity today because we are fully aware that God is a relationship. Now, I know for many people who are not Christian, it seems to get complicated and convoluted when we talk about God being one but three persons. And of course, for 2,000 years, there have been many saints and theologians who've given us images and tried to explain this great mystery. And I don't want to go down that path here today in this homily, but I think there's just one thing that maybe we can ponder today on this feast of the Trinity. We're all fully aware that the most impactful, the most important, the most profound things that are in our lives are relationships. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how many possessions you have, the most impactful thing that you have in your life are relationships. Whether it's with your mother, father, sister, brother, spouse, friends, these are the most important things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. And if these are the most important, impactful things that we have here in this world, then it leads us to the natural conclusion that relationship, relationality, has to be found in God. Otherwise, it would not exist here in creation. It's as simple as that. Rather than trying to understand how we can make sense of three persons and one God, knowing God as relationship only makes sense to us because we experience relationship in everything we do. And that is our access point, if you will, into the divine, relationships. I was thinking about this week leading up to this Sunday, because this past week I was in a class here at Berkeley that was an international class. It was a week-long class. It was a very intense week, and there were students from all over the world. And I was so amazed at how close we became from a Sunday night dinner to a Friday night going away reception. Over the course of a week, relationships were formed with people all around the world. And I would also say they were very impactful relationships, where certain conversations just changed my complete way of looking at a situation or thinking about a situation. Relationships and conversations that came from them that made me ponder about, how am I living my life? What do I really value? And I was taken by the fact that as intimate and as close as these relationships became just in the course of a week, the chances of me really having an ongoing relationship with any of these people are quite remote. I mean, yes, of course, in the age of social media and email and all those things, we can stay in touch with people, but to really think that I'm going to be having a very intentional, ongoing conversation, relationship with any of these people is pretty remote. In a certain sense, these relationships are what I like to call one-offs, one-time events that are very meaningful, yet you know it's there for the moment and gone the next. And I think that many of us have experienced that through our lives, whether it's going through grade school, high school, college, working at your first job, working at your 30th job. In each one of those contexts, we become close with people. We see them almost every day. We talk to them about the deepest desires of our hearts, our problems, our joys. And then, of course, those relationships just pass away. Meant for a moment in time. Not necessarily leaving on bad terms, but had a role. And sometimes that can get us distraught, thinking that, why wasn't I not able to maintain a relationship past a certain time period? Why was it when I changed jobs that relationship just fell apart, or I just didn't see that person anymore? But yet, I think that what this great feast of the Trinity reveals to us is that these one-off relationships, these momentary relationships, these time-sensitive relationships are all ways for us to respond more to the God of the present moments. Because while we definitely need people in our lives who are going to always be there for us, well, that security is a very great thing to have, and hopefully all of us have that with someone, it's not actually totally necessary. Because how God reveals his love to us is through the people he puts in our lives, no matter how short of a time it may be. And sometimes that amount of time could just be a few seconds. Perhaps smiling to a person on the street or saying hello to a person is the only thing that is needed in that moment for that person to experience the love of God, and for you to experience the love of God. That's the fullness of God's presence in our midst, in the present moment. And the reality is, that's all we need. Many of us spend our time lamenting the fact that maybe we don't have good relationships. That maybe our relationships with our fathers and our mothers are wounded. That they're broken. Many of us, I'm sure, feel a sense of loneliness. Not having a friend. Not having anyone who understands us. And we can get down about it. But yet, when we think about it, it's making us always try to seek something that is not. Always looking for the type of relationship that we think we need. Always looking for a sense of dependency on someone to get something. Yet, our God, who is nothing but love, wants to give us everything that we need at every moment. And it happens through the people that we meet. There's a real profound reason why the church has the Sunday obligation. I know we can kind of think that it's just this burden that the church has these rules and things like that, and it's just kind of a thing that we have to do. But the reason why we all show up together in one building at one time on one day of the week is because we actually need to recognize that in this room right now, at this moment, there are people who are broken. I can only say that with so much confidence because I walked in the room today. And I know that I'm broken. And I know that I, at times, get lonely and feel that no one understands me. Or that I don't really have genuine friends. But yet, when we're all in this place together, we see each other eye to eye. And we realize that we're not alone. That we're all in this together. And that our prayers that we pray here at this Mass are not just one-to-one prayers between us and God, but they're really prayers for each one of us. Our very presence in this room together helps us to experience the profound love that God has in the midst of the relationships that we have with each other, even though we do not know each other personally. That is the beauty of church. One of the main reasons why Servant of God Dorothy Day became a Catholic was because she would stumble very early on, and I literally mean that stumble, because she spent all night drinking, trying to hang out with people to be friends with them. She would stumble early on to a daily Mass at St. Joseph's Church in Greenwich Village in New York City, and she would be amazed at how the most poor are poor and the most rich are rich were in the same room together. Amazed at how, in this place, the playing field was flattened. Because it doesn't matter how much you have, we all need relationships. It doesn't matter how little you have, we all need relationships. So today on this great feast of the Trinity, let us know that we experience the triune God in each person that we meet. Because in that encounter, we're participating in the beauty of relationship. And since God is relationship, we participate in the beauty of God. On this day of remembering our fathers, let us pray that in those relationships that have been bruised or wounded, they may be healed in the perfect relationship of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. Let us today, as we receive Jesus, be reconciled with our true Father, so that true healing may exist with our own fathers and among everyone we meet. May God bless you all this day, and have a very, very happy Father's Day.